Hey guys, and thanks for joining us at ID Sports. I'm Bob. This is Steve. We're here to talk about how to bet on NFL football games. Then we're giving you our week one predictions, some fantasy advice, all wrapped up into one. Thank you for joining us today at Watching ID Sports. And we're back. Steve, week one NFL. Let's hear the hype.
Yeah, let's do it. We are so ready for this. Oh, man, it's going to be great. We finally get football again.
Both teachers on the first day of school, both a little overtired. I sold my fake enthusiasm well, Steve. You got to work on yours a little bit. Okay, so first, we're going to talk about a couple concepts of betting on football. This is just a quick overview. If you are an experienced gambler, maybe skip ahead 3 minutes, save yourself some time today. We have three things to talk about: money line, the spread, and plus and minus money. Those are kind of the three topics we're going to hit really quickly. First, money line. That's the easiest way to bet on a game. You just pick the winner. You pick team A, you pick team B. There you go. The catch, the odds can be pretty poor. You could have to bet a lot to win just a little, or if you take an underdog, you can bet a little and win a lot, but that's a money line bet. The second type of bet is a spread. That is where Vegas gives a team or takes away points. So for example, where a money line gives you terrible odds, a spread gives you very good odds, but the team needs to win by a certain number of points for you to get paid.
Okay.
The last, we're talking about plus and minus money, which kind of goes into each concept. And that is the modifier that shows you how much you're making on each bet. If the bet is plus 110, that team is an underdog, and for every $100 you bet, you get $110.
Okay.
If a team is minus 110, that means they are the favorite, and you need to bet $110 to win just $100 back. So, of course, when we talk about this, you always get your original bet back. So if a team is plus 110, you bet $100. When you cash your ticket out, you get $210 in the bank.
Okay.
If a team is minus 110, you have to bet 110 and you cash out 210.
Okay.
So the odds are a little bit different. Overall, if you bet a plus team, they are the underdog, you win more money. If you bet a minus team, they're the favorite, you get less money in return. And sometimes it skews so much that it's not even valuable to take a bet, even if you know what's going on. Let's jump right into week one, because the very first bet we see is one of those bets. Texans at Chiefs. Chiefs minus 9 points. And a minus 450 money line. That means that if Chiefs win by 7 points and you bet on the Chiefs, you lose the bet. If Chiefs win by 8 points and you bet on the Chiefs, you lose the bet. I like to think of it like at kickoff, Texans are up 9-0. And anything, any points that are scored from there on, you're looking through the lens of the Chiefs being down by 9 points already.
Okay.
If they land exactly 9, it's a push, you get your money back. Now, the minus 450 money line on the Chiefs means that you need to bet $450 to win $100 and cash out at $550 on the Chiefs. That may sound like really bad odds, because it is. Because if you lose that bet, you need to win five straight $500 bets to even make up the money that you lost. Not really good betting odds there. And that's why we add the spread, because the spread gives you much, much, much better odds, but you got to win by 9 points. So let's jump right in, talk about this game. Texans at Chiefs, Chiefs minus 9, 450 is the money line. I'm taking the Chiefs here, and I put a little asterisk, do not bet, because you cannot win money.
Yeah, I'm still learning about the gambling part, so I really can't speak much to the odds. So I normally base my predictions just on win loss. And so for me, I am taking the Chiefs. I think that Mahomes and company, they'll continue where they left off and take care of business against the Texans team that has a lot of question marks right now.
Now, in a straight pick 'em pool or a money line wager, like you said, you're not taking this bet. There's just no money to be had. So we're going to pass that one right up. Next, we're going to move on to Eagles at Washington. Eagles are a 6-point favorite. Eagles are minus 6. They are also minus 270 on the money line. Again, you have to bet 270 to win 100. A little better odds. Still a lot of juice there to be had if you really want to win some cash. And this matchup has one of my favorite FanDuel players of the week, Antonio Gibson. He's going for $4,800. He is a lock stardom. Get him in your starting lineup. He is a starter for the same price as Kalen Ballage or Nick Boyle. Steve, who would you rather start? Antonio Gibson, Kalen Ballage, or Nick Boyle?
I think Antonio Gibson is the only one that's on a team out of those three. So
yeah, you got to pound that with these, with this first week stuff. They were decided in like July. It was very, very early. So this week might be a little bit free money. You got to get Antonio Gibson in your lineup. As for playing, I don't really love Antonio Gibson, especially not this week because the Eagles are going to take it to the bank. I really don't. Yeah. Steve, over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles to win outright. The wide receiver core does have me concerned a little bit, but I'm more confident in Wentz's abilities than in Dwayne Haskins.
Absolutely. That makes two of us. Again, free play with Antonio Gibson. You're getting a starter for backup money. Even if he has a bad game, it doesn't matter. He needs to score just a few points to be valuable on your roster. As for the Phillies, as for the Philadelphia Eagles, if you want a really, really deep bet, JJ Arcega-Whiteside for this season long, I just really love the upside he offers. We're gonna move on. Dolphins at Patriots. Patriots are -6.5, and they're also -300 money line. So they're favored to win by just under a touchdown. And I'm taking Patriots here. Back to business as usual for New England. The team has the most noticeable opt-outs, but you're going to see here that the system matters for the Patriots more than anything else. That's why they let Tom Brady go. That's why Patriots are winners. That's why Belichick is a winner. And at Pats -6.5, guess what? That's a great number because you look for threes and sevens and you hammer them, because if Patriots win by a touchdown, they cover the spread. So that's what I'm looking for here, and I'm taking the Patriots, Steve.
I'm actually going to take the Dolphins in an upset pick. I think that this will be an upset win for the Finns, because I really do think that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to put on a show. He's always good for 5 or 6 games out of the season.
Those games are usually not against the Patriots, who have one of the best secondaries in football, so we will agree to disagree on that one. Patriots have a lot of question marks here, so you're definitely... you're taking some chances. It's not like it would have been in years gone by. And Dolphins are going to be an exciting team. And Fitzpatrick's an exciting player. He can lay a 400 on him. Just not on this Patriots secondary.
Yeah.
We're going to head over to a game we agree on. Packers at Vikings. Packers at Vikings. So Vikings are the home team. They're also the -2.5-point favorite. Again, you look for threes and sevens. That's 2.5. Guess what? If you like the Vikings to win and they're going to win by 3, you got to hammer this bet. They're also -156 on a money line. Slightly worse odds there. Now, home team, division rivalry. Steve, we're both agreeing on the Vikings here. Tell us why.
I just think that they're going to handle business early, because the Packers, again, just so many question marks, especially with the lack of weapons. Who's going to be that number two? We all know that Davante Adams is going to get his, but who's it going to be opposite of Adams?
Could it be Lazard?
I personally think that it's going to be Marquez Valdez-Scantling. I'm hearing better reports about him, but we don't know.
MVS and Equanimee St. Brown are on my eternal do not touch list, just because I've been burned so many times I can no longer go to that well. The real interesting storyline for me is Justin Jefferson. I want to see what kind of workload he gets week one. He is a rookie wide receiver, and he had mixed camp reviews. The first week, everyone, he's spectacular. He's everything we could have dreamed of. He's the next coming of Antonio Brown. And then he's third, fourth on the depth chart moving down when camp starts. That's typical for Vikings. They don't start rookies right away. How much of it is earned, I don't know, but that's why I'm watching this game, to watch Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings. Next up, Colts at Jaguars. Colts are favored by 7.5 points, and they are -420 on the money line. That means I do not want to play this bet, because if Colts win by a touchdown, guess what? You lose. They need to win by 7.5. So that's, I just trying to give a little insight of how I think about these games sometime. -420 money line. You need to bet $420 to win 100 back. Nah, not interested.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Colts here, and you know what? I mean, I think it's going to be a blowout win. I have so much skepticism about the Jaguars right now, especially with that defense, that I think that Phillip Rivers and the Colts are just going to get a big lead early and just blow them out.
And it's not without reason. I mean, Colts are a good football team, but I think that they are just going to pound the rock, control the clock, control the game. I really want to see what Marlon Mack does. I'm high on Marlon Mack. I just really like him. I've owned him in years past and watched him play quite a bit. We all know Nyheim Hines has a lock on the pass catching downs, but Jonathan Taylor is said to be, I guess, working his way up the depth chart. I don't think that time for him is yet. I like Marlon Mack in this game, and I like Colts in a game-controlled, non-shootout, average run-of-the-mill win, although the Jaguars do stink, sloppy first week. We didn't really talk about COVID, about how sloppy and how missed camps are going to affect it. We could do a whole 10-hour episode on that. I think we did a whole 3-hour episode on that. But coming up is one of the games, also division rivals, that is a tough game for me. And that is Bears at Lions. Lions are -3 favorites, and they're -160 on the money line. Not only am I taking Bears to cover, I'm taking Bears in an outright win, which means if I'm getting the Bears, I like the Bears to win, and they're getting 3 points, 3-0 kickoff. I'm all about that. I would love it to be 3.5. But I will take 3 hesitantly. Again, ties a push. This has got to be the upset pick of the week for me. I loved Bears defense the last couple of years. They took a step back last year, but it wasn't due to lack of quality. The whole team just kind of took a step back. I feel it was more fluke than trend. If Bears get back to where they were in 2018 with their defense, their offense doesn't need to be good.
Yeah, that is true to an extent because, everyone wants to think about, that magical run that the Broncos had with when they won the Super Bowl against the Panthers and Peyton Manning was struggling a lot of the year. Peyton Manning was still Peyton Manning. Mitchell Trubisky is not Peyton Manning.
there's the understatement of the week. Yeah. Alert, guys. We're making football content, and we're going to tell you Trubisky.
Yeah, but
it's not Peyton Manning.
But a lot of people think that just because you can have a rock solid defense, look at the Steelers. The Steelers were 8-5 last season in 2019, and everyone was having them for a lock for the playoffs. And then look at what happened the last 3 weeks. They had three puff piece opponents because the Ravens didn't play their starters and they lost all three games. There is no guarantees here, and I'm actually taking the Lions to win because I think Mitch Trubisky is going to struggle, and I think we're going to see Nick Foles early.
I think we'll see Foles early, also, but not in game one. I feel like that was therapy. You got out what really haunts you at night, Steve. Thank you for that. Raiders at Panthers. Raiders are -3 favorites. They're also -174 on the money line. This was a little surprising to me because if Raiders are only favored by 3 points, yet the money line is -174, that's like almost double your money. So Vegas is really hitting Raiders to win by a very small margin here. I like I would like 2.5 better. I like Raiders -3. I like him to win in this game. And it's because of Josh Jacobs. He's going to be the guy this offense runs about. Everyone's worried about who the wide receivers are and who the quarterback is. I just want Josh Jacobs to get 30 touches. Like, that would be it for me. Panthers D-line has two rookies, Derek Brown and Yetur Gross-Matos. I think Gross-Matos is more of a pass rush defensive lineman, but they're both rookies on a short camp in a COVID season. Here is where I think that the Raiders experience and John Gruden is going to have this team ready to go.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I'm taking the Panthers because I wanted to take the Raiders, but I noticed that the Raiders are playing in Carolina. If they were playing in Oakland, I would have taken the Raiders outright, especially with a -3 spread. But I think that the Panthers, with them being an East Coast team, I think they're going to have an advantage there because West Coast teams that come to the East, they tend to struggle. So I think that this is going to be a Panthers victory.
Yeah, I pulled up those numbers on exactly what this West Coast East Coast thing. I know you like to hammer that, and I maybe value that a little slightly less. West Coast teams win roughly 37% of the time. West covers the spread about 49% of the time, almost even for covering the spread. And when this spread's only 3 points, so it's really a shootout. In the first half, West Coast teams actually do slightly better than the second half, which makes sense. They're more tired, more injuries. But in a COVID year, the travel's all weird. Now, these are chartered flights, but you're not sleeping at home. I could see a possibility for that to weigh in. I just think the Raiders are just so much better. Maybe I just hate the Panthers. Yeah, that's what it is. Ron Rivera redemption tour. Okay. Jets at Bills. Bills are -6.5, -295 money line. I hate that money line, but I think Bills can win by a touchdown. That 6.5 has me all over that. These are two division rivals that know each other well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Bills have gotten the better of their New York rivals as of late. So I like that they can ground and pound the ball. Jets defense is suspect at best. So I'm taking the Bills here.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills too. I did say that this is going to be a close and sloppy game. However, I was listening to Around the NFL podcast the other day, and I did not know that PFF had the Bills graded out to be the number one defense in 2020. And there are a few teams that, you know, when they actually did tackling drills, like they were actually tackling their players to the ground.
Giants Bills were hitting them.
Bills were too. So I think that that's going to be a massive advantage for some of these teams. And I think that the Bills are going to probably win a little bit better than I thought.
Now, Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, the same guy who had mono last year, is also happens to be afraid of ghosts. And I think that was against New England last week where he said he was seeing ghosts. This Bills team probably has a better pass rush. I mean, you look at AJ Epenesa, who they drafted in the draft, Ed Oliver, Vernon Butler. They have guys who are going to get after the quarterback. I have to say Bills and just by a lot. Just by a lot.
Yeah, I kind of think so too.
Am I talking to you too? Okay, good. Next up, Browns at Ravens. Ravens are -7.5, -360 money line. I'm actually taking Browns +7.5. I think this game is going to be a little closer than you think week one out the gate. Ravens, really, I think they're always going to rely on just being a unit, you know? I don't even know what I'm saying. It's ineffable.
You're taking the Ravens to win, but the Browns are going to get closer within the spread than 7.5.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm taking the Ravens too. I also think that this is going to be another close divisional game. These are two teams that actually know each other pretty well. Remember last year when a lot of us had the Ravens to win one game and the Browns just completely blew them out of the water. I think that the Ravens are going to handle this. You know, they know how to handle their division rivals pretty well.
If you're going to watch anything here, it's going to be watch Mark Ingram get all the carries and J.K. Dobbins fans cry themselves to sleep. I do love J.K. Dobbins for the future, but this is week one NFL. Mark Ingram is a baller, so that's something I want to keep a close eye and see what week does J.K. take over. It's not going to be week one.
No.
Next up, Seahawks versus Falcons. You are a crazy man. Seahawks are -1.5, -120 money line, and I want all of that. I would tease Seahawks up to 2.5 if I could. By the way, I guess I could talk just 10 seconds about that concept. Teasing is when you can give an alternate money, an alternate spread. So if you think the spread isn't good enough, you can tease them up to like 1.5, up to 2.5, and then you get even better odds. If you tease it up or if you tease it down, you get worse odds. So you can kind of have some go there, a little leeway on what you want. This is my lock of the week. This is my lock of the week. Russell Wilson, best quarterback in the NFL. This Seahawks team is just going to decimate the Falcons.
I have the Falcons to win, and it's the same reason I picked the Panthers to win. You know, with the whole traveling from west to east, and the Seahawks have a longer travel to make. You know, I like the Seahawks overall throughout the season. I think overall they're the better squad, but I think that the Falcons at home, they already have a history of knowing how to pump crowd noise into, into the
They've
game.
Been doing it for years illegally.
I think that the Falcons have a slight advantage here. So I'm gonna take the Falcons to win.
Few interesting storylines here. Calvin Ridley, wide receiver of the Falcons, the guy who I said is going to be a top 20 wide receiver easily. I think I said top 12 at some point. That might be a little spicy, but Calvin Ridley, someone I absolutely love to watch. And I also really want to watch Chris Carson. I know a lot of people really love Chris Carson going into the season, but Carlos Hyde is on that depth chart behind him now, and Chris Carson had the fumbles last year. That's not a lock to start every game. I think game one is a little silly, but you know,
I mean, Carlos Hyde was a 1,000-yard rusher last season.
Carlos Hyde has been a 1,000-yard rusher more often than not. He just finds a way to just get work. Next up, Chargers at Bengals. This is the first of 3 4 o'clock games. A little later, Chargers -3.5, money line -180. I think Vegas absolutely nailed this money line. And I'm going to take the Chargers in an outright win.
I'm going to take the Bengals. I think that the Bengals and Joe Burrow are going to get their first win of the season against the Chargers team, especially a secondary that's missing Derwin James. I think that that's a big loss for that Chargers secondary. I really like a lot of the pieces that the Bengals have right now. I'm really interested to see the Joe Burrow Tyler Boyd connection. You know, you've had me convinced of that, and actually in our home league, I when I saw Tyler Boyd there, I was I was like, yeah, Bob's gonna be really you mad got at him. Me right now, but boom, taking him. So
absolutely. Now I don't like this. I don't like AJ Green. Who knows what he's bringing to the table anymore? T Higgins is a rookie. Joe Burrow is rookie. This Bengals team is just not jumping off the page to me. And I'd like the Chargers. I don't know. Austin Eckler, just do us right. Just do us right, Austin. We're on a first name basis now. He's a fan of the show. He's not. Okay. People listening on audio are like, oh, really? Nope. Okay. Cardinals at 49ers. 49ers are -7. They are favored by a touchdown. Money line is -310. And guess what? I'm doing it. I'm taking the Cardinals to win. I will take the money line. I will take 49ers -7. I'll take the touchdown. I can't say enough things about how the Cardinals have so many offensive weapons. I can't say enough times that the 49ers don't really have any. You got Kittle. You got three running backs. You have zero running backs. As far as I'm concerned, this 49ers team, I am saying it out loud. I've said it many times. They are primed for an 8-8 season. They're licking their lips trying to just trash what they did last year. I think they went on a little Cinderella run. Their defense played a little too well. Their offense played way too well. They're taking a huge step back this year, and it starts with a home loss against the Arizona Cardinals.
I don't see it. I think that this is going to be a close game. I think this is going to be a good game, especially with that DeAndre Hopkins extension. He's going to be very motivated.
Hopkins got money. Larry's got experience.
I bet I'm taking the 49ers. I just got it. If the 49ers are at home, I have to take the home team on this one.
All right. You can take that loss. That is fine. We got to move on. Buccaneers at Saints. Saints are actually only favored by 3.5 points. That's barely a field goal. Money line is -180. I'm going to take the spread. I think this is going to be an absolute blowout. Drew Brees is going to show TB who's boss. And Saints are going to go with the win. Yeah.
Really?
I absolutely believe that. Yes.
You really think that Tom Brady in his debut with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and all those other weapons are going to get blown out?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm taking the Saints to win because it's a home game, but I think that this is going to be like a fantasy extravaganza. I think that you're looking at two quarterbacks who are highly motivated. Alvin Kamara, he's another person that's super close to an extension, and by all reports is going to be a monster deal for running backs. I'm gonna see this as like a fantasy point gold mine, with the exception of the Buccaneers backfield.
Now you have losses on New England. It's worth mentioning New England has more players sitting out than any other team, but it doesn't matter because we're not talking about New England. Yeah. So we're gonna move on. I went into auto mode there. I'm like, we're talking about Tom Brady. We must be talking about
this.
We'll talk about the Oakland Raiders a little later. It's okay. Okay. Cowboys at Rams. Sunday night football primetime. Cowboys favored by -3 and a -156 money line. I am very confident with what the Cowboys are doing. I like the Rams. I think they're a little better than people in the fantasy community might imagine, but the Cowboys just have too many weapons. You're getting them at -3. Sign me up all day.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cowboys too, but I am so not confident in this pick. I think the Rams are going to give the Cowboys a good fight. I the -3 is probably a good line. But I'm taking the Cowboys, but not with confidence.
Now, here's why I love this, and I love it with confidence. There is a player on the Dallas Cowboys that is the most underappreciated signing of this offseason. Do you know who that is? That is kicker Greg the Leg Zuerlein, who is now a Dallas Cowboy. You're getting it by 3 points. How do you not hammer 3 points when you have one of the best kickers in the league added to your squad? You hear a lot about Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Blake Jarwin, Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott. What about the kicker? Kickers matter. Cowboys are going to win.
Yeah.
I talked you into it. This game, Steve, Steelers at Giants. We almost had tickets too. Could have been there.
We could have had press passes.
I don't know about that. But I do know that Steelers are going to win this game.
Yeah, I think that the Steelers are going to win this game too. It's not just because it's a homer pick. I'm sorry. I've told you many times I have much respect for the Giants organization, but they're going to be a dumpster fire this year.
I think Giants are going to be a little better than you might think. I think that offense is going to click and come around. You have Jason Garrett calling the plays, and people like to make fun of that, but a team that needs to simplify, and then you get the oversimplified Jason Garrett. Sign me up. Let's go. Let's see what this team has to offer. Steelers are -5.5 points, -235. You're not really winning any money betting on them, but there you go. Last game, the late Monday night football game. Titans at Broncos. Titans are -1 point, -110 money line. I love the Broncos this year. I do. I own many pieces of Cortland Sutton, but I think Titans are getting a little disrespect with -1. That's all? They're giving a point?
It's in Denver. I mean,
I don't care if it's on the moon. It's the Titans. Titans are going to roll.
I think that the Broncos are going to take this one. And it's not just because it's in Denver. I think that right now, the Broncos have the better defense. I could be wrong, but I really think that the Broncos can pull this one out.
You will have been mistaken come Tuesday, because it is a late Monday night game and we're both teachers. We will not be awake to see this news. Anything else, Steve?
Not really. We made our picks. I'm just so excited for Thursday and that we finally get some football. You know, let's do this.
Let's do it, guys. Thank you for watching ID Sports.